I'm going to read three poems. The first poem is from Intimate Distances, my first book, and it's entitled Colostrum. Colostrum is the kind of special first milk that's produced before the regular milk comes in. Colostrum. For 4 days, the baby's parched lips worked my stinging skin. Pressed up beside me, he suckled away our sleep with his thirst. Those hospital nights, filled with the shrugs of nurses and ragged dreams of barren riverbeds, receding tides, and always the child in my arms, shrinking slowly, a small sack of wailing. The end of the fourth day, my breasts suddenly transformed into throbbing stones. Yet still no milk. In the shower, heat pelted away at the ache while I willed hardness to melt. Then they came, those rich yellow drops my body had made and could finally offer, the first sprinkle of rain on hungry soil. And I watched my child with the eyes of all mothers, through fierce histories of loving and fear, wartime queues, futile miles to a muddy well, dirt sifted and sifted again to find the stray kernels of corn to pound into flour for the family's single precious meal of the day. Then I'm going to read two poems from my second book of poetry, Enter the Chrysanthemum. Shower. Those mornings we're together, the three of us stand in a spray of soft diamonds, sunlight through glass and everything sparkling. You hold our son high in your arms while I lather him up. Our little otter, he's as sleek and slick as when he slid from my womb. Then I lather you, foot to thigh, chest to back. The heft and sinew of what I have loved. You and he both turn in the warm rain, my universe of king and prince rinsed to a glisten. When you soap my skin, I live, become brief silk in your hands, as luscious as when your desire flowed. Only water will love me when you are gone. Offering. Kneeling by his grave, I offer my father a cup of tea the way he'd wanted it before he died. I was 11 when the rented wheelchair came. I plowed long furrows into the carpet. He was home after months in hospital. Ringed by family, he asked for lemon tea, a bit of sugar, not too hot. Assigned the task, I went to the kitchen, filled a mug with lukewarm water, squeezed a tea bag against the side to tint the water, a splash of lemon from an ancient bottle, sugar, not enough, a precarious march back to his bedside. He sipped it and winced. Good, he said, though it wasn't, fell back to the pillow. Christmas Eve, he was wheeled out for company, my mother a red-eyed bullet through the thrumming house. Amid the clink of teacups, he lay on the couch, filmed with the sweat from the toll of being alive. Quiet and cool in my room, I sat alone with a box of Swiss chocolate, miniatures in neat white cubicles, the waxy sweetness of the milk and white bars, a prim smothering. The nuts were grit on my teeth and tongue. Only the bitter one tasted of something I could have felt. Today at last I've done it right. A good pour of amber honey, fresh lemon, boiling water, loose leaves, tea brewed hot and strong. Drink, my father, as I drink to you, the striving of sun, sky, earth and flesh held within these porcelain cups.